University of Jamestown head baseball coach Tom Hager joining us as we preview the 2023 Jimmy baseball season. Coach, glad that you're back in studio with us. And here we go again, another year under your belt. Can you believe, what is it, year 24 now for you?
It is. That makes me feel old. So can we go back to the other questions?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. 24 years as the head coach for the Jimmies and getting ready for another season this spring. You guys go 5-1 during the fall season. You're playing teams, Dickinson State, Mayville State, Valley. What do you kind of take away during the fall calendar year with your group as you get set and ready to go into the spring?
Well, first of all, just to remind, you know, people who are listening out there, it is a unique thing that we get to play countable games in the fall. A lot of college baseball programs will practice and they'll scrimmage and they'll even have some exhibitions against teams, but the games don't count. And the NAIA several years ago started allowing countable games, and we got a chance to play games that matter. And so you learn that your team has to work on some things after playing those six games, but you also learn, you know, the good things that you can take from it. And so going 5-1 showed me we learned how to win, but also there's another layer to that. And so, you know, throughout the course of the winter, we were having lots and lots of individual meetings and film sessions to try to talk to our guys about what are the little areas that each guy can get better at. And if each guy gets better at just a little something, then your team's going to get better. And so we like the direction that we're headed in right now. We're a couple weeks away from playing, and I think we've gotten better over the last couple of months.
Yeah, baseball season is just around the corner, too, when you guys kick off the year with really fun competition and top-level competition on the road. You've obviously got the Arizona trip, but you get Central Methodist as well to kick off the spring season. And like we talked about over at Newman Arena a couple of weeks ago, just the fact that that's a very historic baseball program in the NAIA with Central Methodist. So the process of getting this rigorous schedule together for your group, how does the schedule and the opponents you guys are facing help you guys once we get towards GPAC play in April?
Well, when you're playing really good teams to start the season, you're definitely going to find out where you're at. And, you know, we may take some lumps along the way. We may surprise some people. Who knows? But I do know this. We're going to find out a lot more about our team. The other thing that playing a challenging schedule gives you is a better strength of schedule. And so if you can take care of business down the road, pile up some wins, eventually those strength of schedule games that you play can matter. So we're going to be starting out the season down in Fayette, Missouri against Central Methodist, which is perennially a top 10, top 15 team. The fun part about it is they just renovated their field. Will be the first games on their field. It's a triangular with Missouri Baptist, us, and Central Methodist. And so it should be a fun way to kick off the year. And then we have just a few days, and on spring break week, we head down to Tucson, and we make our annual trip there for 8 games over the course of 8 or 9 days.
Yeah, and that's crazy. 8 games, 8 or 9 days. That's kind of summer collegiate level of play. You're just going. And that could prove a lot to you as well, just kind of how much the guys have in the tank, the fatigue level. Is that something you're trying to, when you get to Arizona, look at with your pitching staff and just a full scope for, hey, if we get down the road, we're playing in the GPAC championship, this could be a good kind of tell for where we need to be?
No question. I mean, certainly you go to Arizona because you want to play baseball in the sunshine and good weather. And certainly you go to Arizona to learn about the chemistry and the makeup of your team. When you're somewhere for 8 or 9 days, you're going to learn a lot more about that. But you're also looking for depth. How can we win baseball games and then see what kind of depth we have? And so that trip always seems to kind of show those things. And then, you know, within a week, we play the team that we played in the GPAC championship last year, Concordia. So it's going to be an interesting, difficult, yet fun stretch those first 2-3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, and that's a great way to kick off the year with lots of challenges for your group. You just touched on it, GPAC championship game a season ago. You fall to Concordia, but this is a group that returns a lot of faces from last year's GPAC championship game. Kendall Yackley kind of jumps off the page just because he's been around for so long for the Jimmies. And then you think about Hayden Brown and what he was able to do a year ago with this group. And some of the returners, what has their focus been over the course of the offseason leading into this year?
Well, to start with, it's been leadership. You know, it's passing on the Jimmy baseball culture, the traditions, the pride down to the younger guys. And those guys have done a great job of it. And Payson Mills and Xander Orihudos and Kendall Yackley and Hayden Brown, along with a lot of other upperclassmen, they've been passing down what it means to be a Jimmy to those younger players. And so the Troy Bergs of the world, the Elias Harrises of the world, the young freshmen that have a ton of potential, they're learning about what it means to play for us. You know, if you take it to the next step, it's how those guys can help our younger guys be better players. Show them the way, show through example, show them through reps, show them through hard work. So we're really, really excited about how our team's coming along. And again, it really does come down to it is a new year. There are new challenges, but we also get to start this year with the clean slate. So we're excited about the direction that our team hopefully is going to go over the next couple of months.
And Coach, you talk about Jimmy baseball and that Jimmy baseball tradition, and your coaching staff seems to have grown a little bit over the course of the past couple of years. If Coach Iliff seems to be always beside you, he's entering his ninth year. But who are those other guys in the coaching staff that, hey, maybe some familiar names to Jimmy baseball fans over the past couple of years?
Well, one of the things I'm most proud of is they're all alums. Where else in college baseball would you find a staff of 8 coaches on the same staff that all played at the University of Jamestown? So if that's not Jimmy pride, I don't know what it is.
Right.
And you know, what we preach to recruits is that these players that hopefully had a good experience want to come back, they want to coach because they want to pass it on to the next generation. They want to pass it on to the next player. So you've got guys like Alex Sablon, Aaron Pugh, Eric Evans, Noah Soltero, Trey Evans, a whole host of guys that, you know, played for us, wore the uniform, and are now coaching the heck out of our young guys. So certainly they've provided help for me, but they've also provided a direction for our entire team.
Yeah. Is that something that's kind of prideful for you in a sense that those guys do want to come back and coach alongside you with that Jimmy baseball tradition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And certainly, you know, when you look at it, they have some things in common with the players on our team, whether it be that one of those coaches was a transfer or whether it be that one of those coaches came from the same area. But they also have what's in common, and that's wearing the uniform. Yeah. And so I'm very proud that we have the staff that we do and the makeup of the staff that we do. But look, at the end of the day, our job is to go make players better than when the year started. And so we have goals. It's not just about, you know, being from the same program. It's about making it better than it was the year before.
Talking Jimmy baseball preview with head coach Tom Hager and focusing in on this year's team, Coach. Obviously, a lot of what you have to do now is bring in some of those transfer guys back into this organization, this roster for your side. That process of trying to find the right guys who fit the Jimmy baseball profile but are also transferring from a JUCO or community college, whatever it may be, how has that kind of changed for you over the course of even the past 5 years?
At the end of the day, you want to go get the best players, mm-hmm. right? But you're not only getting the best players, you want to get good people. And if you can find guys that do it right in the classroom, are hardworking, prideful people, and then on top of that, have talent, then you're going to go find the right guy. And we've been able to develop connections around the Midwest and Northwest with coaches that we know we can trust. And hopefully those guys will continue to send us the right type of player.
Yeah.
And then you mold them. You mold them into fitting into the Jimmy baseball way. And a lot of our new guys, whether that be our freshmen or our transfers, have bought in. You can see it with Coach Ryder in the weight room, and you can see it with the practices that we're having in the Larson Center in the bubble.
Yeah, absolutely great time for Jimmy baseball as we get ready for this new year. Let's focus in on a couple players, Coach, and a couple guys who maybe during the fall impressed me. I think the first guy that just kind of jumps in my head is Luke Zimmer. Freshman from North Dakota, small town North Dakota kid, but feels like he took a big step during his redshirt freshman season for you. What do you see from Luke Zimmer, and is he a guy that fits into that starting rotation for the Jimmies this year?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. He's a guy that used his freshman year, redshirt freshman year, wisely. He matured not only physically, but he matured mentally. And he went up to Canada, played some summer ball, and came back a better player than when he left. So we're going to use him in a few different roles. It could be in the starting rotation, but it also might be to be a gap guy, as we used him in the bullpen this past fall, where our starter gives us a good start, and then he takes over and takes the ball the rest of the game. So we know that we've got some flexibility with him, but there's no question that guy's going to get the baseball.
Yeah, and that's great, especially for people from North Dakota who love to see those hometown kids and the kids who grew up in this area play. for the Jimmies. That'll be one to keep an eye on this season. And then how about the bullpen perspective for your group? We're obviously a big Ben Ray fan here at 107.1, just with the work he did with us. Eric Kessler in the bullpen. Hayden Brown, obviously, will play on offense and then throw some as well. But who are those bullpen guys you're going to be leaning on? I know a couple returners are big, but some of the new group for this as well.
Yeah, well, Tanner Bowe had such a great fall. He's a guy that's been through many different injuries, but at the end of the day, that guy competes. So left-handed middle relief guy that can bridge the gap to your short-end guys. Elias Harris, one of our new guys I see in a role similar to that. Then you've got Ethan Krupp, an experienced reliever that pounds the strike zone. We mentioned Eric Kessler, who just comes at you like a bulldog. And then we have one of the best closers anywhere around, yes. And that's Hayden Brown. And so we think we can use some of those guys interchangeably. And then we've got some two-way guys that are going to see action on the mound in the bullpen. You have guys like Julian Sansouris, who's going to be at first or third, and we're going to use him more on the mound. Kendall Yackley, who we used as a starter last year, but to start with, we're going to use him in the bullpen. We saw really good things in the fall when we did that. And then we have some other young guys that are two-way guys that we see getting multiple innings. So it's exciting to see how that bullpen's going to take shape. I really do think it can be a strength of ours. And if we can get quality starts from guys like Payson Mills and Trey Huff and Connor Knipp, and then you add one last guy to the mix here that could be a difference maker, and that's the starting QB at the University yes. of Jamestown.
Yeah, let's talk about the starting QB at the University of Jamestown. What was the discussion like to bring Cade Torgerson back to Jimmy Baseball? Obviously, he started football and baseball at UJ, but how'd you get him back? What were those conversations to get him to the point where, hey, the guy who leads Jimmy history in terms of being a quarterback is going to step back on the baseball field?
Well, when Cade was first looking at coming to the University of Jamestown, I think it was important to him to find a place where he could do both. And in his first year, he showed some promise, not just in football, but also in baseball. And then he decided to take a little bit of time off and stick to throwing the football. And, you know, our baseball guys are close to a lot of the football players. That relationship continued for many years. And then sometime last year, we just kind of jokingly saw him in the hallway and said, when your eligibility's done, are you going to pick up that white thing with red seams? And he said, you know, Coach, who knows? You never know. And then in the summer, he started throwing the ball around a little bit with Isaiah Roebuck. And, you know, that led to a couple of bullpens. That led to a bunch of long toss. And eventually, I put him on the spot on August 1st. And I said, hey, are we going to do this or not? And I'll never forget this. He said, Coach, let's put it to you like this. I'm going to buy a new pair of spikes.
Perfect.
And that was our sign that it looked like he was going to come back and play for us. And he's had a great late winter, early spring here for us. He's been improving each and every day.
That's absolutely awesome. I'm sure Jimmy fans are probably stoked to be able to see Cade Torgerson pitch at Jack Brown Stadium. That'll be extra special for this year. Coach, we're talking about a week away or so from the start of the season. Where does this group have to get better over the course of the next 10-plus days to get ready for Central Methodist and then that trip to Arizona?
Well, we have to get better at stringing together consistent practices. And I know in any sport, every coach is going to say that. But what that means to me is if I'm watching a guy take a round of batting practice in the cage, can he make an adjustment after a one swing or two swings and string together multiple balls that are hit hard? And can those pitchers that are throwing bullpens and facing our hitters in live, can they string together more strikes more consistently throughout the course of their 50 or 60 pitches? And so we just need to see consistency. We see guys that can play, but it's going to come down to shoring things up and just being more consistent as a team.
Shoring things up, being more consistent. Coach, we'll wrap things up with this. In order to win in the GPAC this year, some of those things I'm sure are the same for your group, but what makes it tough to win in the conference, and how do you get it done this season, perform at a higher level in the GPAC this year?
Yeah, it starts with depth. The GPAC conference in terms of baseball it's 28 games. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And so we need to get off to a good start by playing high-level baseball, sustain that, and then make sure we're getting it done with depth when it really counts at the end of the season. So our goal is to win the regular season GPAC championship, and our goal is to win the tournament. And so make no bones about it. That's the goals that the team has set for the season.
That's the goal, and hopefully trying to get back to the World Series as well, because it's such a special place to be when you can get there at the end of the year. I know that's kind of the telescope lens we've been talking about with Coach Neville all season long. Focus in on the GPAC first and game at a time, but the bigger goals out in front as well for your
program. There's no question, and when the program has been there, when they've done that, that's going to continue to be the goal. And so I want our alums to be proud of how hard we're playing the game, how much we improve every day, and then the success that we continue to build from game to game and week to week. And if we can sustain that, then we've got a chance.
Yeah. All right, Head Coach Tom Hager, we appreciate your time, Coach, and let's roll. Jimmy baseball season just around the corner.
Awesome. Go Jimmies.